This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, as usual, big day today. It's a Friday. The Friday before Christmas. In all my years as a radio talk show host, TV talk show host, journalist, columnist, and before that, just Republican activist and probably the number one guest on conservative talk radio in America for many years. Before that, a Libertarian presidential candidate and a Libertarian vice presidential nominee. I do not ever remember the Friday before Christmas being this action-packed. Thank God. I was at an eye doctor appointment this morning, and the eye doctor walked in and said, Wayne Allen Root. Boy, got to be lucky to be a talk show host during this time and period in life. I said, yeah. I said, comedians and talk shows never had it so good. In the history of comedians and talk shows, never been a greater moment in time than Donald J. Trump as president. Something action-packed happening every day. So lots of things to talk about. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. And first of all, breaking news. New CNN poll. U.S. economy receives the highest rating in nearly 20 years. And that's CNN's quote. I really had to hurt him to put that up. As 2019 comes to a close, the U.S. economy earns its highest rating in almost two decades, potentially boosting Donald Trump in matchups against Democrats vying to face him in next year's election, according to a new CNN poll. Overall, 76% rate economic conditions today is very or somewhat good. It was 67% a year ago. This is the highest share to say the economy is good since February 2001. Almost all Republicans say economic conditions are good right now. 97% of Republicans say the economy is good, 75% of independents, and 62% of Democrats. Okay, it's 97% of Republicans. Last year was 91%. It's 75% of independents love Trump's economy. Last year was 62, and it's 62% of Democrats. Last year at this time was 47% of Democrats. And looking ahead, 70%, 7 in 10, expect the economy to be in good shape a year from now. The best outlook in CNN polling since December 2003. And, of course, you've got the wages, which were nothing but stagnation and decline under Bush. Over 8 years, and I've told you this before, I've given you this stat. So finally, Gateway Pundit has picked up with this stat. They took it right from my article, I believe, and I took it, of course, from Stephen Moore. Steve Moore is a good friend of mine. Under Bush, $400 up, the average American's income over the entire 8 years went up $400. Don't spend it all at once. Under Obama, $975 over 8 years, and under Trump, up over $5,000 over 2.5 years. Trump, best economic president in history. Gateway Pundit says that. I agree. No question about it. No question about it. So in the midst of all that, the Trump campaign and the GOP raises $10 million in 48 hours. $10 million in 48 hours. I'll get to that in the next segment. RNC, the Republican National Committee's Rona McDowell, McDaniel, touts fundraising prowess for 2020. RNC has never raised this much money heading into a presidential election. In response to all of that, the New Jersey governor signs a bill allowing illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses. Why? Because that's all they've got. The Democratic Party has nothing but illegal aliens and ex-felons, and they hope even people in prison voting. That's all they've got. I want to read you my commentary that is coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. Joe Biden just lost the election. That's my headline. Joe Biden just lost the election. First of all, let me go on record as saying I've never thought Biden would win the nomination. Biden is this year's, or this election's, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy was the big name in the 2008 GOP presidential primary. Everyone thought Giuliani was unbeatable. He never won a single state and quickly dropped out of the race. I've argued for many months Biden will go nowhere in this Democrat primary. First and foremost, Democrats don't want an old, white, straight male. Then there's Biden's mind. It's clearly not functioning at top speed anymore. Biden's not just old, but slow and foggy. He can never be president. Time has passed him by. And then there's Ukraine. Forget Trump. It's Biden's political career that went up in flames because of Ukraine. Was he involved in massive corruption? Is he dirty? No one really knows for sure. Did he help his loser, drug-addicted, stripper-addicted son make a fortune because of daddy's title, power, and connections? That one's an easy yes. It is a no-brainer. Either way, what every American knows in the pit of their stomach is something smells rotten with the Bidens in Ukraine. Even if it's not criminal, it's certainly dirty, and that disqualifies Biden. The problem is Democrats have no other candidate. So possibly corrupt, absolutely compromised, way too old, possibly senile Biden is, for better or worse, still the front runner for the Democrat presidential nomination. But in Thursday's Democrat presidential debate, he committed a much bigger sin than senility or corruption. Biden alienated his own base, the only group that still backs him in the Democrat Party. What did Biden say in that debate? The moderator asked, and I quote, "As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some economic growth, even knowing potentially that it would displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to the greener economy?" Biden answered quickly and boldly, "The answer is yes." That's what Biden said. Yes. He's willing to sacrifice hundreds of thousands of jobs, probably it would be millions, I'm sure, to get us to a green economy. End of story. There's your Trump TV advertisement. Mic drop. Even if Biden somehow still wins the Democrat nomination, Trump will destroy him with working and middle-class voters. The follow-up in a debate between Trump and Biden would be equally powerful. Biden will claim those workers will all find new jobs in the green economy. So easy. Trump will answer, "Really? Like Solyndra? Like virtually every green company that received billions of taxpayer dollars under Obama-Biden? They're all out of business. Billions lost forever in a pipe dream, a liberal fantasy. All those crappy, low-paying green jobs are gone because all the companies are out of business. Good luck. I'll stick with oil and gas jobs. The average one pays $150,000 a year. Anyone want to give up your job for Joe's non-existent green jobs? You want to take that chance? Vote for Joe. I dare you." Unquote. That's the only hope Biden had. White, working, and middle-class voters in places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Michigan, Wisconsin, now they are gone forever. Middle-class workers will never gamble their jobs on Biden's green jobs. Not unless they also like cold toilet seats, warm beer, and broccoli as the main course for dinner. And I know working-class, middle-class white Americans because I am one, I was one, my dad was one. And believe me when I tell you, they don't like their beer warm. They don't like cold toilet seats. Nobody does. And none of us like broccoli for dinner. Trust me, the Democrat Party's presidential candidates, even supposedly moderate Joe Biden, are now officially poisoned to working class and middle class America. It's not even close. It's Trump by a mile. And by the way, a quick snapshot of the electorate before Biden's deadly words. Now, this one, I had to, you know, you only have a certain amount of words in a column, so you've got to get it out fast. And there's no time to explain that this guy is not my buddy. He's actually J.D.'s buddy who calls in the show all the time. And you heard J.D., if you were listening, call in yesterday. J.D. called in to say that his buddy owns a construction company. So I put one of my friends in the column. One of my friends. Runs a Las Vegas construction company, because there's no way to explain it. It's a caller who called in, it's his friend. You can't put that in the column. It just doesn't have, there's no room. There's no time to explain it all. One of my friends runs a Las Vegas construction company. He loves Trump. His annual revenues are up from $17 million to $65 million under Trump. And he says every single construction worker he meets, steel workers, plumbers, electricians, machinists, they all support Trump. Those are union guys. And that was before Biden's words in the debate on Thursday. My advice to Democrats, order your depression pills. Get your minds prepared for 5 more years of Trump. The deal is done. So that's 1 year coming up and then 4 more years after re-election. 5 more years of Trump. Go get your Prozac. The deal is done. And thank you, J.D., for contributing to my column. First time I've ever done that. Used a comment from a caller to build a whole column around. But I thought that was interesting. I think it's just an interesting column because Biden no longer has those middle-class, working-class stiffs from small rural towns that he thinks he's got. And I never thought he had them anyway because Trump has them all. Every poll shows Trump has all the white middle class and the white working class, especially in the Midwest rural towns. However, if he ever had a chance with a few of them who are still diehard Democrats, even though they know they're not Democrats anymore, even though they know the Democratic Party has left them, they just can't stop voting Democrat because their grandfather did and their father did and now they do for 50 years. Even they're going to leave now when they hear this nonsense. Even they're going to leave. And by the way, what did I say on the show last night? I said the Democrat debate was put together by morons. It was the Thursday before Christmas. Everybody's shopping or going to parties. Nobody's going to watch the debate, and it's going to be the lowest coverage ever. And here's the ratings just out. Sixth Democrat debate hits ratings low for 2020 cycle. It drew the smallest audience of the election season. Thursday night's telecast on PBS and CNN drew a combined 6.17 million viewers. Falling behind the 6.6 million to tune into MSNBC for the previous debate in November, and that was the lowest in 20 years. The debate featuring seven candidates for the Democrat nomination came a day after 16 million people watched the House of Representatives vote for two articles of impeachment against President Trump. So the biggest TV audience, by the way, for a debate in this election cycle is 18.1 million for the second night of the first debate, June 27th. And the biggest all-time audience for a primary debate is 24 million for Fox News' first Republican debate with Donald Trump in August of 15. So that at 24 million, one Democrat debate at 18 million, the one last night at 6.17, Wayne Root right again. Man, I'm right so much I even shocked myself. Hey, there's a party tonight for Big Dan Rodheimer. Big Dan Rodheimer is running for United States Congress against socialist Susie Lee, who voted for the impeachment of Trump. Go to Eventbrite and get your tickets. The party's from 6 to 8 tonight. Guess who's going to be there? Yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I will be there, and I will have a great time, and I want to meet every one of you. Big Dan Rodheimer, go to Eventbrite. Look up Rodheimer Holiday Party, 6 p.m. Go there. I'll see you there.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem.
My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Welcome to the show. I speak from the heart and I shoot from the hip. Nobody else like me on radio or TV. No notes, no teleprompter, no script, no nothing. Just me. Shooting the breeze with all of you, my gut instincts, and the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war, and I'm always on the warpath versus socialists, Marxists, communists, globalists, open borders, American-hating losers. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, as well as capitalist evangelist, coming to you from the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. This show comes to you from my flagship station, in Las Vegas, Nevada, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. At stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio, gave me my shot in national syndication, two men of great taste. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. That's my political action committee, Root for the Wall. The website is RootWall.com. Go check it out. We're in the RootWall.com studio, and I founded RootWall.com and the Root for the Wall PAC so that 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money for President Trump's wall. He needs us. We will build this wall together. Root for the Wall PAC is RootWall.com. That's where you find my videos and everything about it, rootwall.com. And then I got to do the disclaimer, FEC rules, disclaimer, Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Call anytime. Love to take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, like J.D. called in, and his comments were memorialized in my column coming out, nationally syndicated column coming out on Sunday all over this country, syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate. And J.D.'s comments are in there. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You could always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And on Twitter, at Real Wayne Root. On Parler, at Real Wayne Root. On, what's the new one? I just joined a major one. It's called Politi Chatter. Politi Chatter. Politi Chatter. And it's at Real Wayne Root as well. See? Smart of me. No matter where you go, it's at Real Wayne Root. And at Politi Chatter, I gotta tell you something funny. I just joined, and I've already got 48,751 followers. Just joined. Now, Twitter, I've had, at one point, I had like 120,000 followers. But somehow they cut me back to like 75, and then I got back to, I think I'm at 79. Let's go see. Right now at Twitter, how many followers do I have? I've got 79,000, and it never goes up really, ever. It really never goes up because they have shadow banned me. It's so clear. So it just shows you, Politi Chatter, I joined a week ago, and I've got almost 50,000 in a week because they followed me over from Twitter, and a few new people found me, and there I am. Anyway, not being shadow banned at Politi Chatter or Parler. Good stuff. So I told you about the sixth Democrat debate, that Trump's debate. In 2015, 24 million people tune in, and then the biggest TV audience in this debate season, 18 million. For the Democrats, back on June 27th, last night's drew 6.17, the lowest for this cycle. I'm sure one of the lowest in history, just what I predicted. And I told you in my commentary what Biden said, that he would let you get fired. He'd let you lose your wonderful high-paying job in the blue-collar manufacturing world, if he could just, create a green economy. He doesn't really care if you live or die or if your family eats. But other things were said that were even worse. Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend says he's for reparations for illegal aliens. That could cost $2.2 trillion. You heard me right. Not reparations for black people whose great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was in slavery 300 years ago. No, not that's bad enough. He wants reparations for illegal aliens now. Providing reparations to 22 million illegal aliens, as Mayor Pete said he supports, could potentially cost American taxpayers $2.2 trillion. Wow. In a 2014 analysis by The Nation, Columbia University economist Suresh Naidu estimated reparations could cost anywhere between $22,000 to $101,000 per illegal aliens. The costs are based on depressed and lost wages for illegal aliens taking American jobs in the workforce. Does that make any sense? I don't get it. The largest estimate, which $101,000 is given to every illegal alien, would mean American taxpayers are forced to pay $2.2 trillion for illegal alien reparations. If you only gave reparations to roughly 8 million illegals who are estimated to be in the U.S. workforce, American taxpayers would be billed about $808 billion. I must be missing something. Shouldn't the reparations go to the American worker who's born here, who got screwed by the illegals? Why would we be giving our money to illegals? They came here, they were in poverty in Mexico. Why do I owe them a dime? Remember the Alamo?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are tweeting out a Christmas greeting to the nation.
The President and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
Christians celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in his love for every person.
Melania Trump posted the video on Twitter and the president retweeted it. The couple is spending the holiday at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The president did speak to members of the military via video conference on Christmas Eve and also went to a Christmas Eve service. If you're traveling on this Christmas Day, that should be a breeze for most of the folks out there, as FlightAware is reporting only 64 cancellations in the United States and about 30 delays. The airports with the most delays are Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis. Temperatures across the country are relatively mild as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the route to market up another 78 points. The Dow up 78 points today. The S&P up. The NASDAQ up. Everything's up. Up, 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 up. The world is up. Under Donald Trump, it's up, 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 up. We love it. Let's talk about Liberty HealthShare, our sponsor, because they have been so good to me. It is almost unreal how good they've been to me. First of all, I had an operation last February for kidney stones. First one in my life. First operation in my life. First time I've been in a hospital. First time I've had surgery. First time I've ever been sick in my life. God, I've been blessed. Thank you, God. And Liberty HealthShare came through with flying colors and paid every bill, doctor, anesthesiologist, surgeon. And then the hospital sent a $27,000 bill. I didn't even stay overnight. Can you imagine? $27,000 Liberty HealthShare paid the bill. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And then yesterday, this morning, I went for an eye doctor appointment. And I gave my Liberty HealthShare card. And when I got out, they said, you don't owe a thing, and I left. Same as last year. Last year, I went to the eye doctor because I hadn't been to one in 5 years. And I went to him, and there was no bill. When I called Liberty HealthShare, I said, why is there no bill? They said, because you're allowed 3 wellness visits a year free. We pay the bill. You owe nothing, not even a copay. So I thought to myself, well, that means I could do that again this year. So I went to the eye doctor. I was just testing it. And I walked out again without paying. And I was there for 2 hours. They did like 10 tests on me. My eyes are fine, by the way. But my point is, wow, can you believe these guys? Do you guys have health insurance? Does anybody pay the whole $27,000 operation for you? And is your deductible as low as mine? I was $2,500, and that's it. And when I was with Aetna, it was a $10,000 deductible. And does anybody pay the entire doctor visit for you 3 times a year, including no copay? Liberty HealthShare does. These guys are unbelievable. Give them a call, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com. You can join at any time, 365 days a year. They are fabulous. They are changing health care. Christian health sharing. Man, is that the way to go. 855-58-LIBERTY, tell them Wayne Root sent you. Our guest is here, and I mentioned the great stock market going on for President Trump, and sure enough, the headline at Liberty HealthShare right now, brand new headline, is the greatest stock market rally in U.S. history continues, 123rd all-time high today, up more than 10,000 points since the 2016 election. We've got Christina Layla with us, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, to talk about the top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I see my story is trending at the Gateway Pundit, why President Trump is the most presidential president ever. And I appreciate you guys always putting my stories in headlines. Thank you, Christina.
Of course.
The greatest stock market rally in U.S. history continues. So let me make sure I understand this title on your site. It says 123rd all-time high today, up more than 10,000 points since 2016. If you read that, you could come to the conclusion what you're trying to say is the market's up 10,000 points since 2016. But what you're really trying to say, if I'm reading this right, is 123rd all-time high since 2016. Is that right? Since Trump was elected, there's been 123 all-time highs. Is that right?
I'm not sure exactly if it's since he was elected, but this is exactly why the Democrats are attacking him with impeachment, because he's going to run on this record. He's going to run on the economy. He's going to run on the market rallies. And this is right here why they're attacking him.
Let's see. President Trump's first year in office saw the most all-time market closing high, 71, as well as the largest single-year increase in Dow in history, 4,956. And so, yeah, no, that's obviously what you're saying. If there were 71 all-time stock market closing highs just in his first year, 17, then there's been 123, because in the 2 years since, there's certainly been 53 more. So that's it. Yeah, that's what it's saying. 123 all-time highs since 2016 when Trump was elected. That is amazing. You guys are the only ones saying it. You realize that, right?
Yeah, and this is why they want him removed. This is bad news for the Democrats.
Well, it's also why they want you removed. I keep seeing articles that Gateway is being persecuted by everybody from, Wikipedia to Twitter to Facebook. Everybody's shadow banning you. Everyone's banning you. Everyone's kicking you out. It's unbelievable how they're persecuting you.
Oh, right. Well, this is like George Orwell's 1984, right?
Clearly. Clearly. It's unbelievable. And I feel the same way, because I have this explosive TV show. Forget about the radio show on USA Radio. That's one thing. But on TV, I could tell you, I have the big show on Newsmax TV in the primetime hour at 8 o'clock Eastern, and the world is watching, and I know that because I get over 1,000 fan mails a week, and it's new people all the time. It's unbelievable. And I never add anybody at Twitter or Facebook, ever. There's nobody. I don't add a single person at Twitter or Facebook. So that, what does that tell you? They're not allowed to ever see me. It's incredible. My message is getting out to nobody.
They're doing the same thing to my Twitter account and to Facebook page as well.
I mean,
and we were banned on Wikipedia, and we actually, over a story where that Politico broke. So Politico broke the story about Ukraine working with the DNC and Hillary's campaign. And so they were my source. And so we get banned from the story, but Politico did not, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Just crazy.
Right.
I mean, Trump has to do something about this, because even though I think that, you know, the average American loves Trump and he could win by a landslide, he won't win by a landslide if we're banned on social media. If all of us are banned. Crazy.
Right. We're being erased.
Yeah. By the way, I want to mention something. I don't know if it's one of the headlines on your site. I didn't actually see it. I'm looking over the headlines. I didn't see it, but I see it in many other places that Mayor Pete would compensate illegals and give them reparations, and it could be $2.2 trillion. Can you imagine how stupid this butthead is? I call Mayor Pete Butthead.
Yeah.
Why you let someone into America illegally? Why would you have to give them reparations? Is this the craziest thing you've ever heard?
It is, and this is what they want to do. Is we have around 30+ million illegal aliens in the country right now, according to various reports. What they want to do is permanently entrench their party by giving them all these rights, giving all these benefits, reparations, and then once they get the voting rights or they get their citizenship, which is where this is heading, we will never be able to elect a Republican ever again. That's the plan.
Are you there? Are you there, Christina?
Yes.
Oh, it sounded like you got cut off. It sounded like you got cut off for a second. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's incredible, and there's no question. It's about a couple things. It's about votes. Obviously, the illegals are all voting, and the Democrats are making sure they vote because there's no voter ID, and that's that's the tip off right there, because we need to show ID for everything in life. As an American citizen, I always have to show ID. But number two is it changes electoral votes. It changes the amount of congressional seats you get. They made sure they counted them on the census because they didn't want a citizenship question. This is changing America. Trump's got to build this wall faster. He's got to get voter ID. He's got to kick people out who don't belong in the country. If he doesn't act quick about this, he's going to be the last one that ever gets elected.
Right.
Last Republican
Absolutely.
Ever gets elected.
Because they're going to permanently entrench the party with these illegal aliens.
All right, let's talk about... Well, I just want to jump to the lead story at Gateway Pundit as we speak, which is John Durham. I call him Bull Durham, the investigator investigating all the scams with the Democrats and the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ, is investigating former CIA director John Brennan's role in the 2016 election interference and his lies to Congress. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, so for months I've been hearing that John Durham, he's the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, who was appointed by Bill Barr to investigate Russiagate, Spygate, the origins, and how this whole thing started. He's focusing on John Brennan because we know now that Brennan perjured himself. He lied to Congress when he said in May 2017 that he did not use Hillary's phony dossier as part of his intel assessment report that was released in January of 2017 that said Russia interfered in the elections. And so he used Hillary's dossier as his source. And then he lied and said he never used it. So that's what Durham's investigating, and we know that Brennan is essentially the architect of Spygate. And so Durham asked for his call logs, emails, records, and hopefully there's justice.
All right, let's hope there's justice, because right now there is no justice. There's only justice against Republicans. Presiding FISA Judge Rosemary Collyer. Now, she made some rare comments against the deep state the other day, and now she's stepping down after a rare public rebuke of the FBI and will be replaced by an Obama-appointed judge. Who's making this decision? Isn't Trump the president of the United States? Why would anyone allow an Obama-appointed judge to replace one who just said something truthful about the FBI?
It's actually Chief Justice Roberts' call. So he's the one who chose Judge James Boasberg, who was appointed by Obama in 2014, to take Rosemary Collier's place. So she's going to be stepping down, and she just released a rare statement rebuking the FBI for their FISA abuse. And then now, 2 days later, she's stepping down, and an Obama judge is coming in to replace her.
You're saying Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts,
yes,
is the one who made the decision?
Yeah.
Trump doesn't get to make the decision who runs the FISA court. It's the Supreme Court. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Interesting. You learn something new every day. I don't like John Roberts at all, man. I can't stand that guy, to be honest with you. Wow.
Right.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Hang with us through the break, Christina.
Okay.
Yeah? All right. Good.
Bye.
Christina Layla is the assistant editor at the Gateway Pundit, and we're talking about the top news stories of Gateway Pundit. How do you know Gateway Pundit's really good? Well, first of all, Wayne goes there each morning. One of my first one or two stops, I'll go to Fox News, Breitbart, and Gateway Pundit at Zero Hedge. There's my four stops, and it just depends. Each morning it's kind of a different order, whatever I feel like doing. But Gateway Pundit always one of my first stops every morning. And number two, everybody else is shadow banning them or banning them. Wikipedia and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. And nobody wants to hear anything from Gateway Pundit. They are scared to death that they get it right. And number three, so many of the stories in Gateway Pundit I use on this show. That's what forms the basis of my show. Stories that you won't hear on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS. Wayne Allyn-Root, War.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
Another enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a health care program. Sign up now with Liberty Health Share. As a Christian health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty Health Share is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Health Share saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want all of you to get real. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable, negative ion alkaline water in America. Say that five times fast. Stable, negative ion alkaline water in America. Stable, negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go and it tastes great too. Real Water is up their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate and you can transform any good purified water into real water. And basically what the concentrate does is it adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. You can use it in your water in a restaurant or at Starbucks. You use it in your coffee, your tea, your juice, your cheap wine. I didn't mean to say Starbucks. I meant to say any coffee house. I hope you don't go to Starbucks anymore because the way they've treated policemen lately is unbelievable. The way they've treated veterans is unbelievable. They've done so many things that anger me. They're so liberal. Here's the deal. Since you are one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right. Free. All you have to do is tell them I'm a Wayne Root fan. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. But the bottle is free. And if you live in Vegas, you don't even pay the shipping and handling. Just call them and go by their office. Call Real Water at 702-381-1217. 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. Or go to TeamGetReal.com. TeamGetReal.com. All right, we're back with Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, talking about the top stories of the Gateway Pundit today, thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
So prosecutors tell a judge that the missing surveillance footage outside of Epstein's prison cell on the night of his suicide has now been found. First was missing, and now it's been found. What do you think is going on there?
Right, so this is footage from the first time that he tried to kill himself. Remember, he reportedly tried to commit suicide. He had that cellmate that was that big former cop, that big roid rage cop that he shared a cell with. And this is the end of July. So the cop's lawyer is trying to get the surveillance footage to show that he didn't attack Epstein because people are saying, well, maybe his cellmate attacked him. And so at first we were told the surveillance video was mysteriously missing, and now they've located it. And they're going to hand it over to the government. Another strange coincidence surrounding this theft.
Yeah, it never stops, nonstop strange. I don't know how anyone believes anything government tells them. The one to me that was the most shocking is it's barely made the headlines. I think you guys had it, but nobody else had it. And that was, there's a report out that it's not a question, it's not if, it's not mysterious, it's a fact that the U.S. government lied to us about everything involving the Afghanistan war for the last 15 years. Everything. They lied again. Was that one of your headlines? Yeah. There you go. That's where I get it from you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you believe anything they tell you? It's quite amazing.
You can't. You have to question everything.
They all lie. All right, so Pelosi invites Trump today, this just happened, to deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th, and Trump accepts. It's very funny. You know, it's like if you and I hate each other, Christina. Christina, I hate you. Wayne, I hate you. Wayne's a criminal. Wayne's a thief. Christina's a bad girl. And they're like, hey, I want to invite you to come over to my house and give a speech. Sure, no problem. I just don't get it. They all act like they hate each other, and they fight like cats and dogs. And then a minute later, they're like friendly. Like, yeah, I'll come and speak. No problem. It's very weird, isn't it?
Right. Well,
it's almost like they're married.
I know, it's true. Last year there was drama. Remember, there was a partial shutdown, and Pelosi was trying to postpone it. But you know, the Constitution requires that Trump deliver a State of the Union address, so he has to do it. And
but he doesn't do it there. He could have said, "Sir, go screw yourself. I'm going to do it at the White House, and I'm going to bring my own select crowd here to watch." You know. That's what he could have done.
He can go down to the border. That's what I have people suggest.
Well, that's what we said last year. I think you and I both, Gateway and me, both recommended that last year. Go to the border and give your speech. All right, so one more story. We probably won't have time for more than that. But Trump impeached forever. Power-hungry Pelosi. See what I mean? If they hate each other. Power-hungry Pelosi says Trump just saw the power of the gavel. So that tells me this is all just one big ego trip to say, you think you're more important than me? I'm the Speaker of the House. I'm going to show you I'm more important than you. Who has the biggest you-know-what?
It's true. She bragged in an interview with the Associated Press that, Trump's impeached forever. It's a stain on his record. And she says that she showed him the power of the gavel. So, of course, this is all about power. It has nothing to do with Trump committing crimes. There were no crimes actually listed. They have two articles of impeachment. They haven't even sent over the Senate. She's hanging on to them to try to bully the Senate. And so, of course, this is all about power. This has nothing to do with Trump committing crimes.
Remember when Trump was talking about who has the biggest you-know-what between him and Marco Rubio? Remember that? So I think she's trying to say, I may not have a you-know-what, but I have a gavel.
Right. No.
Whose gavel is bigger? That's what this is about. Who's got the longer gavel? Oh, man, it's some strange stuff. Everybody's got an ego. Everybody's got an ego. But I think she just killed herself. I really do. I think Pelosi just took down the whole Democrat Party and the entire Congress, the House. I think she's going to lose the House next year because of this. Trump's going to win by a landslide. This is what you call political suicide. They committed political suicide with this impeachment. Crazy. But they've got a bigger gavel. But they got a bigger gavel. So obviously that's all that matters to Nancy Pelosi. All right, Christina Leyla, Gateway Pundit, Assistant Editor, great to have you on. Have yourself a great, I was going to say a great weekend. No, a great holiday, a great Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Christina. Have a great one.
You too.
All right, Wayne Allroot, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered, and we'll see you back here in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.